USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump addressed religious leaders at the White House as it was a National Day of Prayer. The president has some news about a new executive order.
We condemn all crimes against people of faith, and today we are launching another historic action to promote religious freedom. I will soon be signing an executive order to create a faith initiative at the White House.
For a third consecutive day, severe weather will take aim at the central part of the United States into Thursday night as violent storms happened last night in Oklahoma and in Kansas City. Meanwhile, on the Northeast, including New Jersey and New York, they're seeing record warmth with temperatures near 90 degrees. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, say there has been a shooting at the Opry Mills Mall. One person was shot, and the shooting suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A disgraced comedian's wife stands by her man. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby is convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Arizona legislature passed a budget today which included nearly $273 million aimed at giving teachers pay raises. It came after 13 hours of debate in the House and Senate. Governor Doug Ducey signed the bill, and now many students will be heading back to school after a six-day teacher strike. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With the latest in the ups and downs of the first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week, which is less than what experts expected. They had predicted that 224,000 first-time claims would come in, when in fact the number was 211,000. The steepest increases in claims were in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, President Donald Trump is observing a National Day of Prayer at the White House. Now, the president delivered remarks, and he also signed an executive order dealing with religious liberty. Let's take a listen to some of the details regarding that executive order.
The Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize the vital role of faith in our families, our communities, and our great country. This office will also help ensure that faith-based organizations have equal access to government funding and the equal right to exercise their deeply held beliefs. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.